We live, baby. We is live.
Listen, can I get some music, please?
Oh, we need some music, man.
Yes, I need some music. Give me hype. Give me hype. Get the listeners hype. Get me hype.
Got you. I got you, man. I'm about to push.
What JC said? Turn me down. Turn the beat up.
What? I'm gonna put a song that really represents how I feel right now. Yeah, it's my shit right here.
It's gonna be a love song because he in love.
Definitely not. This is it right here. This is for my thugs out there.
It's feel right here, quick.
Oh.
It's like it's supposed to happen, this one right here. Young. Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
It goes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
Yes,
11
sir.
O'clock, 12 o'clock, the party about to pop then. Rockefeller, it's y'all. Your boy, yes, Dot, and I ain't never been in jail. I ain't never pay a nigga to do no dirt for me.
See,
I
was scared to do Texas myself. Don't got no nigga like this. Down South, they don't got no nigga like this. Trey, I'm talking to you. Imani, I'm talking to you. Y'all got nobody like this. Sorry, y'all don't have nobody like this. To himself or get clapped from what's under that
man's belt. I never asked for nothing, I don't know. I need this up.
Honesty, loyalty, friends, and then wealth. Death before dishonor, and I tell you what else. I tighten my belt before I beg for help.
That nigga said justify.
What held me together through the years I wasn't felt, which is why I ain't never played myself. I just play the hand I'm dealt. I can't say I've never knelt before God and asked for better cause. Sometimes I know
what. Hold on, we can't let the GOAT speak too much. We can't let him speak too much.
Right, that's true.
They gonna flag our shit. Yeah, it's Hov. Come on, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, them and theys, welcome to Shaq TV Podcast.
You know,
as you can
vibes,
see, I got a
man.
Hoodie on now. It's getting a little chilly, which I hate. Some people like the hoodie season, and some people love it.
I hate it.
I'd rather wear less clothes. I'd rather
this
wear a tank top.
This is big nigga weather here. This is where we shine, nigga.
I'd rather wear a tank top all year round. This is where y'all shine, because y'all hiding y'all gut under the hoodies and shit.
Hey, yo, you got to let us live.
You got to let us live.
Shit. All ain't right. Nothing wrong with that. We gonna get them. We gonna get them. Yo, check this out. Big niggas, we wait all summer for this moment. You get what I'm saying? You get to throw on the hoodie. Now you don't show the titties. You feel what I'm saying? It's real shit, though. I know my fat niggas worldwide know what I'm saying.
Shout out to all the 200 plus niggas out there, man. Shout out to y'all. I
ain't gonna be with y'all forever, but shout out to y'all for that. I tell you that. Hey, you gotta keep it 100.
Alright. We wanna start this week off with Joe and Charlamagne. They've been going at it. I know y'all been seeing it.
It's been nasty.
I really feel like this is good for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
To have two point of views on how things should go.
Right.
Joe's on the side of own your own shit. Nobody can tell you nothing.
Right.
You could do whatever you want.
Anything.
Right. Charlamagne is on the side of
that corporate bag.
It doesn't hurt you. To, you know what I mean?
As low
to work with a corporation.
I feel like his thing is the means justify the end. You know what I'm saying? That's Charlamagne's stance, I think. Like it justifies it. Like what he's pushing forward, it justifies it. Like he's putting people on. You know what I'm saying? Like I believe he's bringing 18 new podcasts to the network that he's making with iHeart.
Uh-huh. We gonna talk about that next.
Oh, right. We gonna inform you.
Right. We gonna stay where Joe stands and where Charlamagne stands.
Right.
Charlamagne's like, yo. Not Charlamagne. Joe Budden's like, yo, Charlamagne, you too important to the culture to be, you know what I mean? Not a sellout, but like. You could do your own shit. You don't have to work with iHeartMedia. You don't have to you know what I mean, work with these other big corporations. And Charlamagne is basically like, I don't have to, but I want to, because you know what I mean? Bigger revenue, bigger more publicity, more marketing. It's just a plus all around.
Right.
And Joe's like, but you don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of Joe's biggest things, like Charlamagne can't, like,
you can't fuck with him. That's what he said.
Or do what he want, basically. I don't know what Joe means by do what he wants, but hopefully my boy Big Mo over here could explain.
All right. Well, I'm going to be honest, right? Mm-hmm. So what I take from what Joe says is do what he wants is Joe gets the analytics. That's what's important, right? Mm-hmm. Analytics, the info, to know your demographic, know who's really actively listening to you. Right. That's what Joe has access to, right? Mm-hmm. Charlamagne, on the other hand, according to Joe, because this could be bullshit. Right. Again, right. We're not, right. Y'all fact check these niggas.
Yeah.
Because these niggas be on some bullshit. But yeah, what Joe is saying is that Charlamagne doesn't have access to that information. Therefore, mm-hmm. he could be getting robbed blind. You get what I'm saying?
That's true. I get that.
Right? When you have the analytics, you know your true value.
Right.
Right? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And I feel like Joe is taking a stance. Right? I feel like this doesn't particularly have to do much with Charlamagne. Mm-hmm. It has to do more with what's going on right now in the podcast world in terms of business.
Right.
Right? Joe's podcast is a big podcast. Mm-hmm. Right? So he's trying to get another deal.
Mm-hmm.
They just got out the Spotify deal, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like it's very convenient that all of this thing is coming around when Joe Budden is going to be a free agent. Not to put just him there, mm-hmm. when the Joe Budden podcast is going to be a free agent.
Mm-hmm. The JBP. Right? Shout out to the JBP.
Shout out to Mo, Rory, Parks, Savon, all of them. Shout mm-hmm. out to the whole squad. I will have to say that I personally stand with Joe. Right.
Okay. Let me fill in some spots.
Right.
Okay. So when you have the analytics,
mm-hmm.
you're able to when you go into contract negotiations, right. you're able to say like, this is how much listeners we have. This is our numbers. This is what we want.
Right.
And if you don't like the number that the company offers, in this case being Spotify, Joe's like, nah, I don't like that. What I also heard Joe talking about was that they kept moving the goalposts.
Right.
Like, his podcast was number one on Spotify at one point in time.
2 years.
And he, I guess he should have got a bonus or they should have got more money, but they didn't get that.
According to Joe, and I listened to his whole rant.
Right. So, you leaving shit out.
Right. So, basically, Joe's whole fight with Spotify is, like I said, he wants to get paid his worth. And according to him, in their contract, right? It was in their contract, mm-hmm. right? It was in the contract that
hit this number.
Right. Mm-hmm. A certain benchmarks, you're going to get a bonus.
Right.
Well, December came around and no bonus, mm-hmm. right? According to Joe, Spotify then offered them to pay for a trip mm-hmm. or a nice watch, right? That didn't go through because Spotify said it was too much. Right? Mm. To buy all
okay.
of them
okay.
mm. individual watches. That was too much.
Right.
Right? According to Joe, my man Mo just wanted a Patek Philippe. Not too big.
Not when you making
Spotify all these millions, right?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
And one of Joe's biggest reasons was like songs are 4 minutes long.
Right.
And that's a stream.
Mm-hmm.
But like
A podcast could be two hours long.
That gotta be worth.
And another point that I want to point out to our listeners is, Joe is also saying that, yes, we have an audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not only do we have an audience, our engagement rate with our audience is insane. Their audience retention is insane, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Their episodes average between 1 hour and 30 minutes to 3 hours, right? Mm-hmm. On a regular, right? And to be able to keep the listeners there for 3 whole hours mm-hmm. is insane. And if you can't put two and two together how the Spotify, the ad companies are making money, you're dumb. You're just dumb. Like, if you could keep
no,
me.
No, no, no. Hold on.
Let me dumb it down.
Yeah.
If you could keep me here listening for 3 hours.
We still love y'all.
Right? We still love y'all. 100%. But I'm not here to sugarcoat it. Look, they calling the boy. Decline. We busy right now. But check this out. What was I going?
If you don't know how the ads and the... If you're right. listening for 3 hours.
If you could keep me here for 3 hours, just imagine how much advertisements you could run through me. Just me, bro. If you could keep me here for 3 hours. How much influence can you put in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for Joe to have that and Spotify not give him what he wants in return when they just gave the white man Joe Rogan $100 million plus? Now, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, how the white man gets compensated fairly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Budden, a black man, they trying to make him look like a ridicule out here. They trying to ridicule him. They trying to say that he practices bad business, right? According to Charlamagne. This is why I don't understand Charlamagne's standpoint here. He's supposed to be what I got.
All right, wait. Let's tackle one thing at a time.
I know I'm going fast because I'm invested in this.
Let's tackle one thing at a time. So Joe Rogan got a better deal
than Joe Budden.
Joe Budden. Do you think Joe Rogan has a bigger podcast?
100%.
Do you think what Joe Rogan has been doing? Joe Rogan is on about, he's in his, like, he's past 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, he's different. He's right, I think right. He's like 1,500
right.
episodes.
Right.
Something he's, like that.
Joe just did his 380th, I think.
Right.
So, like, Joe has a lot of work to put in mm-hmm. in order to get that max deal.
Right.
In the NBA, a rookie could be good, but yeah. he's not getting no max. The same right. LeBron is getting, the same Giannis is getting. Because Giannis and LeBron, they've been in the league already 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Joe just got in. I get it. Your shit is hot, but you can't ask for the same deal Joe got. Would you agree with that?
I understand.
Would you agree with that?
Completely. I agree okay. with that. We could move forward with that, right? But I also believe that if Joe Rogan gets 100 mil,
mm-hmm.
Joe Budden can ask for 50 easy. And it should be given to him. And it should.
Okay.
Because of his audience and what his audience means. Like, Joe Budden speaks so directly to our culture, bro.
Okay.
Like they want, that's what they want, bro. They want to win a way in, right? To market to us,
right? Now, what you were saying about Charlamagne? What Charlamagne said about,
right? So he's saying that, that Joe, basically, he just doesn't know how to conduct business. That's what he's saying, because he's going by Joe's track record. Now,
Did he give any examples?
Right, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, to a lot of people, Joe became the media guy with Complex, right?
Right.
He fucked that up, according to Charlamagne. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying.
What are your thoughts on how Joe handled that situation at Complex? All right,
check this out.
And fill the fans in first.
Right.
So, this Joe shit used to do a day show.
It's mm-hmm. ironic that you asked me that question, because mm-hmm. it all ties into what's going on now.
Okay.
Right? Joe's fight then mm-hmm. was ownership. Joe's fight today is still ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? His fight with Complex was... All right, you got us on the show, right?
Uh-huh.
You guys own the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you also own all the ad money. Like, we don't get no ad money. Like, we just mm-hmm. get a salary. But we get to create a platform for you. Like, Joe created Everyday Struggle, bro. He was part of that whole process. Everyday Struggle still airs today.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's what... That's,
Academics is still on there?
He's still on it.
Nadeska is still on it?
He's still... Yep. All right. And they got a new guy. Shout out to Wayno. We right here in Harlem. That's where he's from. Shout out to Wayno.
All right. I got some more questions. So Joe was like, "We want to own this." How did he go about it though? There's certain ways to go about things. Would you agree? Like, if you want to raise, you're gonna go to your boss and be like, "This is what I've been doing," and I feel like I deserve to be paid for this. And then there's other ways to go about it, as in like. Oh, I want this much because I'm doing everything. I'm creating this, so I want this. So there's two ways. Maybe there's multiple ways to go about getting your money and saying what you want. But I feel like all Charlamagne was doing in this situation was saying like the way he went about it wasn't correct.
With Spotify.
With
Complex.
Everyday Struggle.
With Everyday Struggle. Okay. Well, what I have to say about that is this, bro. It's simple as that. It's the same. It's the same concept that it's crazy. We're actually gonna inform you guys about this later. It's the same concept of renting and buying. You could go work for somebody your whole fucking life.
No. I'm saying like, not about like getting ownership of your stuff. I'm saying like when you're talking to these people in the office. You see what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying now.
All
right. So
and we all know Joe. He's
a very staticky. he's aggro according right. to people. Yeah, he's aggro, right? But that plays also what Joe's saying, bro. Ownership. If you own,
uh-huh.
You get to dictate how you run your operation. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's your...
But there's people that own their stuff. Like, Hov own his shit, but it's a way he went about it. You see what I'm saying?
There's a way he went about
Dame it. Dame Dash own his shit, and it's a way he went about it.
Right.
And they're looked at as two different...
And you know how Joe went about it?
Uh-huh.
Joe put out his podcast for free
mm-hmm.
for 3 years. That's grind, bro. That's giving out a free...
I'm talking about every state. Let's stay on everyday struggle and how he handled that situation.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
think he handled that situation well. That's why I'm on Charlamagne's side on like, yo, the way you handled that was bad. I get
and
it.
You feel like you feel like shit, you feel like he's too public
to
with that?
Down. I'm just saying you handled it bad.
And what makes you feel like he handled it bad? Like what stands out to you?
Because Academics and Odeska stayed. So clearly, like, they were manipulating the situation in a way like they could get maximum money and maximum benefit. And Joe went about it in a different way. And I guess he basically gave him an ultimatum. You never had a standoff with somebody like, yo, it's either going to be this or that, or I'm leaving. And they said, leave. And Joe, like, died on that hill and left. But that's not, like,
but some
the
people
right
will,
way to go
but
about
some
a situation.
People, but some,
you got to finesse.
Yeah, but some people will call that integrity check. Some people will call that integrity. Walking away.
Well, I would agree with that. If you say, but, listen, if you say, I'm either going to do this or leave, and they say they don't want to do that, and you leave, that's good integrity. You a man of your fucking word.
Right.
I respect that.
Right. So where
but
do we
you fall? Can't do that in every situation.
But he didn't. You can't apply that to every situation. He finished out his contract with Spotify.
Okay.
So we're only talking about one instance. Yet Charlamagne wants to say, yo, I don't take it like I'm going against Charlamagne, because Charlamagne's a fucking pillar in our culture. But I just don't agree with him.
We on Shaq TV.
That's a fact. But I just feel like he moved on some Boso energy shit type shit.
By saying that he handled it the wrong way?
Yeah, because, let's be honest. Charlamagne and Joe, do you feel like they're competing?
No.
No?
No.
All right. You feel like they own their market share, right?
I feel like there's fans that...
There's money they could both eat.
Yes.
Charlamagne. On Joe Budden's podcast,
mm-hmm.
they have talked ill about Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who never talked ill about Charlamagne? Joe Budden.
Okay.
Right? And in a moment now, it's just very... It's very fidgety to me, bro.
When you say talk ill...
All right. Let me keep it 100, bro. I feel like my man Charlamagne might have some shit going... to do with this whole campaign they trying to end my man Joe. That's why I stand with it.
And you feel that way because of what?
I feel that way because who's been his enemies? Like his enemy right now. Like who's he beefing with right now?
They're not beefing.
Bro, that's beef. That's beef, bro. That you can call it whatever. That's beef, bro.
Let me say this. I don't think Charlamagne has anything to do with that. I don't think Charlamagne has the power to, like, do anything with that.
Why do you think he has the power?
First thing is, I don't think he has the power because, like, to, like, have multiple women come out with allegations about beating him and have the dog situation to come up. Charlamagne, he's not paying people to leak shit. He's not paying, like...
You don't feel like Charlamagne is capable of doing that?
Anybody's capable of doing anything.
This is the same man. This is the same man. This is the same man that said that he'll smell what? Who's
J-Lo's? He wanted to smell J-Lo chair after she got.
So
up.
He not weird yet, yeah.
But
that's not weird at all.
No, I'm not saying he's not weird. I'm just saying like he wouldn't go out his way to do that. Like Charlamagne, he go through therapy. I don't think like. Him inherently is a bad person to do that, and to do that to someone, you have to be a bad person. And I feel like Charlamagne, honestly, is like would be like on all ends is cool with Joe more than anything. Like, they cool, but they just disagree on certain things and disagree on certain topics.
Can you also understand that this is business?
Wait, all these stories that's coming out, these already been out.
Yes.
So how are you going to say...
Well, not necessarily. The Sin Santana one wasn't out, and the Dog one wasn't out.
Okay. The Sin Santana one wasn't out, and the Dog one wasn't out. The Sin Santana one. Was Charlamagne recording that conversation? So how the fuck he, like, I don't know how he's involved in this. I don't know how you blame
him.
Bro,
I just know that I don't know anything. Let me say that.
Right.
I don't know anything.
As a great philosopher once said.
I'm speculating, mm-hmm. right? I just feel like, I believe, there we go. I'm using mm-hmm. the word, I believe mm-hmm. that Charlamagne has a role in Joe's smear campaign. I believe. I just have an intuition.
Okay, right? When you say smear campaign, what do you mean by that? Like, I need you to say something.
Wait,
that...
but Charlamagne participates in bestiality.
I've never been
to Wait, what? You dog, Charlamagne?
He had a dog lick his balls.
I was high. It was, Wait. It's a long story.
Talk about it.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that. But he definitely had a dog lick. I told him that's
years
bestiality.
Years ago, I was high. I was drunk. I was just laid out. The dog, he only licked me like once. Like, he it was like, hey, lick on the balls. Yo. Like, yo, that's
so now it's just once?
Now it's just once.
You're such a liar. That is not...
Now it's just once, Charlamagne. Let me find out this is your regular activity, kid. Yo, you got a cape for your man. Cape for your man, man. I know that's your guy, man.
Listen. I don't know how we go from that to this. I'm trying to get to the bottom of how did Charlamagne get his hands on this recording that you think he's the one behind.
I had to shoot back. Cause they
try. I get that. Right. We gonna talk about that.
But
can we talk about this first? Where San Santana recorded? She said this on her live. Like, she trusted. This is one of her trusted friends that had the recording of this conversation that leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
How was Charlamagne involved? Like, did he pay her to leak it? Like, build the bridge for me.
Hey, that could have been a possibility. That could have been a possibility right there. He could have paid the third party person, the person close to Sin Santana, right,
mm-hmm.
to leak this. That's a possibility. What incentive would Sin Santana have to put this out?
No, the
that's
friend
what I'm
put
saying.
This out, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. But
what incentive?
You think Charlamagne?
Bro, it just, you think Spotify would do this?
Spotify got big bucks, nigga. You if feel they like wanted Spotify- to make something happen, they could make it. If I had to bet who paid the girl to leak this,
you say,
I would
you say
bet
Spotify?
Spotify before Charlamagne, nigga.
Damn. I just don't feel like Spotify.
So you think Charlamagne did this? You think Charlamagne?
I think Charlamagne did this shit. I'm running with that.
All right.
I'm running with all that.
Right. You running with that. All right. What about the him saying he liked playing with dogs' private parts?
Bro, that's flagrant. Why are we not checking him for that? Yo, bro, I know you've been on. You was on Twitter? You was on Twitter? They was flaming Joe, bro.
Okay.
Because he fuck with dogs. Like, and you watch the Joe Budden podcast.
No, I want to know why you think that was Charlamagne too.
The dog?
Yeah, you think.
No. I feel like when I say I feel like it was Charlamagne, I feel like Charlamagne is orchestrating the teardown of Joe Budden, bro, on the media.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's doing that because right now, check this out. People wasn't really talking about Charlamagne not having ownership over there. You feel like Charlamagne's happy that people are now bringing this into attention? And
Charlamagne
coincidentally,
doesn't care.
Oh, hold up. And
coincidentally,
he's uh-huh. now rolling out his own podcast network in collaboration with iHeart, right? How?
When God is with you, no one could be against you.
I hear you, God. Shit.
And let me say this too. That dog situation with Joe, Charlamagne has nothing to do with that.
Mm.
Joe, there's a clip on the podcast where he's playing with Rory's dog.
Well, he's playing with Baisley?
Baisley. And like,
what's he doing with the dog?
He's rubbing the dog's private part.
Yo, Joe. That I see this, y'all.
This is news to me.
This is news to me. That ass.
I'm gonna show you the video.
Oh my god. Nah, I'm about to look it up.
Let's talk about Sharla and the dog licking his nuts. In context, see, this is why I hate like clip videos.
Uh huh.
At the time, Charlamagne was fucking a girl that had a dog.
Mm.
And the dog came up in the bed, like, and licked his nuts. It wasn't like it was just him and the dog. And the
but
dog
he liked it, though. He nuts. Said he liked it.
He was fucking the girl, and the dog licked his nuts. Conrad, you want to come on the podcast?
Yeah. Conreezy, come join us, man. Pull up.
We're going to do an episode with philosophers, and Conrad's going to be on that episode.
Yeah, definitely. That's our guy.
Get on the mic.
Real quick. Pull up.
He going to put the shirt on.
Yeah. He going to get right.
All
right. Let me look for this Joe Budden clip.
But like I was saying, oh, you gonna call me. You've been working. Come here, Conrad. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Conrad in the building. He looked nice and pretty.
What up?
It's bulking season. We going to do an episode on philosophy.
Florida in the building.
Like, what's your, Florida man thing is real.
Yeah.
And y'all Florida niggas are wild.
Definitely.
Every day of the year, someone get arrested for kicking their mom down the stairs.
Or doing some crazy shit.
Or robbing the McDonald's with an alligator.
We heard about First of all, it's not Florida niggas robbing places with alligators. It's what white people do.
Get to the bottom of it.
All right. We're going to do a philosophy episode. We're going to have Conrad on to talk his shit. But Conrad, can you please give the people your top three philosophers while you here?
I want to hear it. I'm waiting. I haven't heard this either, brother.
Lean into the mic. Go ahead.
All right. So my favorite philosopher is Marx. So
Karl Marx. That's Karl Marx. That's the communist guys. Just give me some input.
What he's about? He's
communist manifesto.
He's the father of communism.
Yeah, he wrote the communist manifesto.
Tell me what communism is.
So that's you asking me to tell you what communism is in a 30-second soundbite. That's
yes.
A lot. But it's pretty much about workers owning their means of production, meaning like they.
Ooh, that's what Joe Budden is talking about. Yeah.
Hey!
I want to own
my stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to reap the benefits of the work that I'm putting into this, right? Instead of some, you know,
corporation
that's removed from what I'm doing, making money off of what I'm doing and paying me scraps.
Right. You gotta talk into the mic, Conrad.
Oh, y'all can't
you
hear me?
You gotta get closer.
Let me get louder. Let me get louder.
Right.
Let me speak louder. But yeah, so that's what communism is about.
Okay.
You know, it's not about killing people and starving people like they always say. People
right? Why is that connotation attached to communism? Is it because
There are multiple reasons. Like I guess throughout history, some of the countries that have implemented communism have done those kinds of things to their people.
And they failed.
Right, and it failed. But then like you have like the American interest for sure is like we don't want Americans to like the concept of communism.
So right.
We're gonna have to tell them the bad.
Yet America
like under capitalism right.
Yet America is practicing some form of socialism right now.
Yeah, oh, multiple. Like,
right.
Police, that's socialism.
Right. I just want to give you out of school. Just give you out of school.
Yeah. All
right,
move on. What's the second one now?
So the second philosopher is Immanuel Kant.
What he's about?
He did a lot for philosophy in general.
Immanuel
like,
Kant.
Most people know him for his ethics and his concept of like how the world works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
With his ethics, like he has something called the categorical imperative where he's like, you know, you should act in a way that what you're doing becomes like the rule and what everyone should do at all times, right?
That's so, what we try to do over here at Shaq TV, yo. We trying to become the rule, not what's the shit? The rule, not the exception? What is it? The exception, not the rule?
Yeah.
We trying to become the exception, not the rule.
Not the exception.
Yeah, some shit like that.
I know where you're going. But like, yeah, so Kant would say something like lying is an immoral thing and you should never lie, no matter the circumstances.
Right.
Which is like where it kind of gets kind of wild.
It gets kind of shaky there.
That's true. But we all want people to tell the truth.
Right.
And
but like if you're lying living that to save way, somebody's life, it's a good thing, right? In my opinion, like if let's say a robber comes to your door, bangs on the door, boom, 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 I'm looking for your wife, where she at? Right, and you know your wife's sitting in the bed, right? You're not gonna be like, oh, my wife's in the bed.
Right. That's a great point, Conrad.
Right? But like Kant would say, no, you can't lie in that situation because lying is bad.
Okay.
Fuck what he's saying.
Last one. This is not his episode. We're gonna get you your episode. Don't worry. Last one.
Oh man, there's so many other philosophers, but I fuck with a guy named Spinoza a lot, just because like he had a different concept of like what God was and what the world is, and like I think it's a really interesting concept that.
People do you know his first name?
Did he believe in religion?
Baruch or something.
Baruch Espinosa.
He believes in religion. He just didn't believe in God that in the same way the world believed in God at the time. Okay. So they labeled him as like somebody that was just like crazy and out there and an atheist, even though he wasn't an atheist.
Right. He said, I believe he said he wasn't an atheist. He's like, yo, I believe in a higher power.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Get off my. They try to play me. No, they won't let me talk about it. They want me to talk.
I want to ask Conrad a question. I want to ask Conrad. Give him the mic, please.
All right. I'm gonna give Conrad the mic.
Give him the mic.
Come on. He got 30 seconds. Come on,
Conrad. Give us the whole breakdown right now. Aliens real or not?
Aliens? They gotta be real. Y'all,
why they gotta be real?
Because the universe is so fucking big. Like, we can't even.
All right. I'm out here for the people. I've heard this a million times. The same one. Give me another one. Why?
I mean, that's the one I got, man. Like, the universe is big, right? So, right. Like, there has to be. Like, we can't be the only living beings in the universe.
Right.
Like, why are we special? Like, right. Why do we think we're so special that we are the only things that live?
But some people might say is because we have a God. That's what makes us so special.
Right. And so what I would say to that then is, like, wouldn't God be the God of all living creatures in the universe, right? So, like, wouldn't that God be the God to somebody else that might live on Mars or something? You know?
Comment down below what you think about this. I'm
right, get off my show.
Conrad, thanks for sending in, man. We're gonna have you. We have you exclusive here, man.
Don't make me hurt your favorite podcast guy.
Yeah, Conrad.
All right, we gonna thank Conrad for coming in, giving us a little drop. You know what I mean? A little knowledge. Let's get back on topic though. I think we need to move on from the Joe Budden and Charlemagne beef that. Moises calls it. I don't think it's a beef. I think, you know what I mean? It's just like disagreement between two friends, because I do feel like they're friends.
Right.
But Charlemagne is also starting a podcast platform.
Yes, The Black Effect. He's doing this in collaboration with iHeartMedia. Mm-hmm. iHeartMedia also owns The Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? That is a fact. iHeartMedia is going to own 50% of The Black Effect. Charlemagne, he's gonna curate the talent. He's bringing 18 black podcasts over to The Black Effect. Now, he's bringing 18 podcasts over to be owners or to be workers?
Listen, we all gotta start somewhere. And
that's what we've been hearing our whole life.
Listen. Joe Budden was once a worker. Like, he was once working for a label.
Right.
So don't let Joe fool you like, oh, ownership. Mm-hmm. When he also used to work for the man. Now he get to the point where he owns
his, like, own work.
His stuff.
His IP.
And I want to say this. It's like, one day I hope to own my own stuff.
Right.
But 100%. Right now, for me to start and get to that point, I have to work for somebody.
I disagree.
I have no capital, Moises. My parents have no capital.
We are the capital. Listen to that. Listen to what I'm saying. We are the capital. What you have in your mind is capital. What you know is capital. What you represent is capital.
Okay, what am I selling that no one else is selling?
You! We're selling us here. We're giving y'all our own point of view. That's mm-hmm. who. That's our capital right here.
Okay. So tell me, how do I make money off of this?
Oh, the same way every other podcast makes money. We talk to our people. We bring ads in, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the conventional way of getting money, right? But now, I'm not sucking his dick.
The man is just doing right. Okay.
Let me say this. He literally created the wave with the exclusive deals. That was not there prior to him, bro. Okay,
Can I say this? How do I afford this mic? How do I afford this laptop? How do I afford this space? How do I afford this camera?
Yes.
Without any capital, but the capital that's in my head.
All right, that's different.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I had to work for somebody to be able to afford this.
To sell something that I own.
That's my point.
But this is what I'm saying.
Of course, that means you agree with me.
No. I don't agree exactly with what you're saying. What I'm saying is this. Right. You're working with somebody else. Now, would you give this podcast to somebody else?
No.
Ever?
I would do a partnership.
We're not doing none of that. partnership, yeah. Partnership, yeah, we could do partnership.
We did a partnership last week with
With the Primary Color
Podcast.
That's a partnership. That's what we do. And you see how easy that was? That was right. just you talking to him. Right. And that's it. That, boop.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But why can't you agree that, like, you need some, you need money to make money?
100%.
And I wasn't born with money. That's my whole point.
100%.
There's levels to this shit. Some people are born with money, so they are able to, like, Blue Ivy, Blue Ivy will never have to work for anybody in her life because 100%. She was born with money. I wasn't born with money, so I gotta accumulate some money.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I do that is by working for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now,
mm-hmm.
my whole point with the Charlamagne thing is, how long he's been over there?
I don't know, probably 10 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum. Let's give him minimum 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What does he own? In 10 years of work, mind you, his salary is not my salary or your salary.
Uh-huh.
He's getting mills.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't he use that money to make his own platform? I'm going to tell you why.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you why. He got 2 books out.
Right.
He owns.
Congratulations, by the way.
Both of those. I don't think he would have been able to write 2 books without, you know what I mean, building the experience of mm-hmm. working at iHeart Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, the fact that he got that money and flipped it into something that he actually owns
mm-hmm.
is my point.
My point is this.
Okay.
That I didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
You know who owns 50% of the Black Effect? Guess who?
iHeart Radio.
iHeart fucking Radio.
Okay.
Why do they own that?
Can I say this? I want to be smart, and I'm giving y'all the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving y'all a free game right now. I want to be able to have money on the books
mm-hmm.
and still have money off the books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
don't give them too much.
That's why I don't believe Jeff Bezos is the richest man alive, because there's some niggas that got money on the books.
That's a fact.
The Forbes see, like, yeah, this is how much he made.
What they want you to see.
Right. But I'm cooking shit up over here too. Don't get that fucked up. Right. Don't get that fucked up. I'm cooking shit up over here that I don't want people to know about because of multiple reasons.
My
privacy, it's my business. Like, I don't want family members asking for me for so much shit, because it's multiple reasons why you want to keep multiple incomes off the books.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Like, Charlamagne, he may be look like, oh, a lot of people is like, he's getting a lot of deals from iHeartRadio, or he's getting raped on the books, like, he don't own none of his shit. But I promise you this, bro, he owned a lot of shit privately.
100%.
That nobody knows about.
I would hope so.
Best friends, Lil Duval, like, I learned a lot about Charlamagne through Lil Duval, because Lil Duval, like, he don't work for nobody, and this man is making chicken,
mm-hmm.
and he don't care. He was on one of the Joe Budden pull-up episodes, credit or whatever. And I'm like, there's no way Lil Duval know this and is talking like this,
and Charlamagne
don't.
Mm.
But Charlamagne is playing a fucking chess game. That's what certain people don't understand. He's playing a chess game where it's like, oh, you think the trick is over here, but the trick is actually over here.
Mm. So you're saying the means justify the end for him. He's fighting a bigger fight. That's what you're saying.
Right. Like, when fucking Jay-Z went up to fucking Roger Goodell and was in the office with the NFL niggas, everybody was like, oh, he a sellout. He this, he that, he mm-hmm. that. I'm sure Jay-Z got something cooking up.
100%. He got to.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what they hired him for.
But that's what I'm saying, like. He may look like a sellout, but he's definitely doing shit behind closed doors. That's, you know what I mean, making shit happen.
Hmm. I understand what you're saying.
So it's not always a bad deal.
But why do
bad
they
thing to do to work for somebody to get what you actually want?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everything you're saying is right.
No, nigga, I'm fucking Shaq TV.
Right. But why? And I just want you to answer this honestly. Do you think that iHeart mm-hmm. deserves 50% of this Black Effect network? And tell me why you think they do or why you think they don't.
Okay. I think they don't deserve 50%.
Okay.
The reason why I think they don't deserve 50% is because you're... sponsoring someone, you're helping someone. If you're not doing most of the groundwork or the hard work, mm-hmm. I forgot what Conrad said about his first philosopher. Like, if you're doing the hard work, you want to own most of it, mm-hmm. and that's why I think they don't deserve most of it. I do think they deserve a certain percentage, but not half.
Right.
But the society we live in today, the person that is putting up the money calls the shots.
Right.
I remember Dame Dash saying this.
Like, right. And he told this to the Breakfast Club.
Right. He said, like, listen,
you guys own this shit?
If you call the shots, if you putting up the money, you get to call the shots.
100%.
And iHeart is putting up the money, so they could say, yo, I want 50%.
Mm-hmm. You know what they could also say?
Charlamagne is like...
You know what they could also say? Use it as an example. Let's say the Black Effect was to hire... was to employ Nick Cannon. Uh-huh. Oh, shit. You said some shit about... what's it called? Jewish people? Oh, no. We got to get you out of here.
Okay. Can I say all right, this?
But you know, you know what happens if Charlamagne owns the entire network? That's in Charlamagne's discretion.
Okay.
That's his decision.
I agree with that.
You get what I'm saying?
Can I say this too? Like, that's why you have contract negotiations. I learned this over the summer when the Bronx Defenders organized the union. Like, you could put certain things in your contract.
To protect you, right?
To protect you and certain things that you want, that you know you have the flexibility to do what the fuck you want. Mm-hmm. Even though...
You're that's a good point.
Working with someone.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'll give you that. I'll say this. I'm going to let him live for now. I'm going to let him live. I'm going to let him live for now because Shaq is making some good points, and I'm a reasonable person. But Shaq, like Shaq knows, I don't trust none of this shit I see. None of this shit I see I trust. Listen. And I formulate my own opinions. This is why we're here for.
Right. This is why we're here. And I will say this too. Like, I'm talking... But I'm only going off of, like, personal experience and what I actually know. Like, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, what Charlamagne is doing. I don't know what Joe's doing. Right. Like, I don't know any of it. I don't have no inside intel, but I could only see the facts. I could only go by facts and give my input and say which one, like, I feel like is right, which one I feel is wrong.
I feel you.
And that's what
that was Shaq. This is a little side thing that I want to bring to our listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in the last 10 years, the world has taken a turn, right?
Right.
Like, we've been seeing more natural disasters, more drastic shit, right?
Right.
And I've been doing some research, right? Mm-hmm. And we could all correlate everything that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
We could correlate everything that's happening, the pandemic, the natural disasters that's happening. We could correlate all of this to the world getting warmer.
Okay, to global warming. So wait, you don't think the Chinese person eating a rat or a bat? I think he ate something that he shouldn't.
It was a bat, according. That's what they jagged.
Right. I don't know how the virus started, but the news, not even the news, but what I find on the internet is that someone in China ate a bat.
Right. And the consensus...
And right. And that correlates to global warming as well. Because people should not be eating bats. Like, there's enough food on this earth for people to eat. Other than, like... And I feel like it's messed up that China... Like, China's going through... Like, China, people in China eat insects daily because there's not enough food. And I believe this world have enough food. It's just that people are greedy. Go ahead.
All right. So, another point that I want to say is, since the Industrial Revolution, right, took place, the world has gotten considerably warmer. And people just like...
What's the Industrial Revolution?
The Industrial Revolution was when technology finally took a hold, right?
Okay.
We started manufacturing more mechanical parts, more technology, right? And this all plays into the global warming thing, right?
Right.
More technology, the more we consume technology,
mm-hmm.
the worse it gets for our future generations, right?
Right.
They're jacking. This is what they're jacking. By 2050,
mm-hmm.
2050, right?
Uh-huh.
The sea level's going to rise by 2.3 feet.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That's a whole lot.
That's a
whole lot of people losing their houses.
Learn how to fucking swim.
There's a lot, yo, bro. That's a whole lot of people losing their homes, right? And don't forget the fact that we're in an overpopulated world, bro. You get what, you see how that old, like, somewhere down the line, I feel like humans, we're gonna have a problem feeding all of us.
And I would say this. I would say, me growing up in the Caribbean, I could speak to the sea level rising because, I want to say I left St. Kitts around 2006, and the first time I went back was 2016.
Okay.
And that's,
well, that's 8 years.
Ten years. So, and I noticed like the sea levels was rising. At the time when, in 2006, that was the only thing I knew. But through the 10 years when I came to America, I learned about global warming. I learned about a whole bunch of shit. I learned algebra. I learned calculus. I learned all that extra shit. And then when I went back, I was like, hold on. The sea levels was not this high when I left.
Right.
And I was never a person that didn't believe in global warming because I noticed like, the weather changes. The weather gets super. It gets worse because like we're just dumping shit into the sea, and we're doing a whole lot of shit that we shouldn't be doing to the earth.
All these greenhouse gases and shit.
And I definitely agree. I definitely agree that by 2050, shit might be getting wild, getting crazy, and we just gotta prepare for it because like there was a video of the president of the United States. He said that things would get better. Just wait.
These politicians think we're dumb.
He didn't say anything like, "Oh, this is what we plan to do." This is
no plan of action.
Things will get better. Just wait. And the scientist that was speaking to him was like, "Oh, I hope like science agrees with you." And he goes, "Oh, he said something like science is like not that real or some shit like that." And it was just like,
the Republican Party still believes global warming is not real, guys. This is a fact.
And Cali's on fire.
And Cali is on fire.
Cali's on fire, yeah.
The Amazon, let's not forget about that, was just on fire.
Right.
Our greatest source of oxygen was just on fire. And we just, like, come on, y'all.
We're not paying attention. People are not paying attention. This is the shit, bro. People need to pay attention.
Since the Industrial Revolution, I'm going to go back to that. You know how many fucking cars, just cars, we produce? Millions. You know how much carbon dioxide that all those cars fucking generated, bro?
Right.
Like, bro, prior to us industrializing this world, I'll put, if this world had 1,000 years left, we fucking cut that shit short to like, let me give you a fucking a number. Like, this is some Shaq TV facts. We'll probably get cut that shit. We probably cutting that shit down to half.
Right.
Like the way we've been conducting ourselves. The way we've been treating our planet.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting, bro.
Disgusting. Listen, man. I always tell y'all, we only got one life to live. Just live it to the best of your abilities. Please don't stress yourself out. Like, this physical form we in, hopefully this is not it. Like, this is not our final stage of consciousness.
Right.
But, as long as you're on this planet Earth, man, just enjoy it. Don't stress yourself out.
Protect it. Become part of the solution, not the problem, guys.
Right. It's
but
tough.
On that note, we gonna dip on y'all. We got shit to do. We some real niggas.
Listen,
I gotta get some girls.
Ladies, ladies, y'all know the motto. Pop y'all pussy for real niggas only.
Only.
And if you go on a date,
yo, Shaq TV. Shaq TV getting an OnlyFans. Stay tuned.
Listen, one of the only questions. You told me, right? I gotta own it, right? Yeah. Ownership. I own my sexiness. Nigga, fuck you talking about.
Baby. Shaq TV, OnlyFans, baby. Listen, stay tuned.
Ladies, pop your pussy for real niggas only.
Only, baby.
And one of the first questions you should ask on the date is, do he believe in global warming? That's definitely a deal breaker if he says no. You can start your OnlyFans too. Like get to the bag.
To the bag.
Fellas, wait your fucking turn, my nigga. Wait your fucking turn. I can't say that enough. Like,
can't stress it enough.
I can't, like, people be hating on each other, and that's not,
it's not the way. That's not it.
Like, don't hate on me because it's my turn to shine.
Listen, team, This is what it stands for. Together each achieve more. Together each achieve more. Get that through your fucking noggin.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.